Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Madison Indie Poppers, General Brontosaurus, formed in 2014 and released their first two albums by 2018. But the times are changing as the band is celebrating the release of their third album, Three Hairs, at the Crystal Corner Bar on Valentine's Day. Here in the studio, General Brontosaurus. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
I wasn't sure who was going to be here, so we have Juan Hua Chai on guitars, keys, and vocals, Nick Davies, keys, vocals, and pocket trumpet, and Paul Marcoux, drums and backing vocals, three of the five members here in the studio with us tonight. Did you guys all come in one vehicle?
No.
We did not.
One guy even took the bus.
Yeah. Shout out to the C bus.
General Brontosaurus, tell us about the band and how it evolved out of the Jurassic period.
Yeah, 2014, Juan and I were in another band called TLDR that parted ways, and we started a new project. And after one show with a drum machine, Paul joined us.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Now, introduce your members to us. Who do you have in your band?
Besides the three of us that you introduced, we also have Scott Stetson. He's on lead guitar, does a little bit of songwriting and singing. And then Annalise Valdez, who's on bass.
It's been 8 years since the last album. What inspired you to get the band back in the studio and record another album?
I mean, I think we kind of meant to do it sooner, but, you know, like Scott had joined the band relatively recently before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened, and that kind of like put us behind schedule in terms of
everything.
Yeah, kind of working on new songs, working on new music. Yeah, like we sort of got everything together and started recording, and it was a DIY process, so took a while.
Well, tell us about your new album, Three Hairs. It's available this Friday. Tell us about your new album.
So, like I said, it is 11 songs and all recorded DIY, basically in my basement, which is also where we practice.
Yeah, Tom Schultz style.
Does the basement have like a name, like a studio name? Do you know?
We've been trying to think of one. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, we'll figure it right here on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll take your calls.
Are you guys going to be putting out vinyls for this? Is this going to be on CD or just releasing digital online?
So on Friday, we're releasing it on streaming. So it should be on all of the streaming services, plus Bandcamp. It's actually already available for pre-order on Bandcamp at the moment. And then next Saturday at the Crystal Corner, we're going to be having our CD release party. So there will be physical CDs available there.
Yeah, and I think that album title is based off this like ancient symbol that's all over. Like, is that where you got that from?
It is.
Please explain. What is this symbol you're seeing everywhere?
It's this ancient symbol of three rabbits in a circle with their ears kind of connected together, and they've been found in China and in like from China to England, like all over the Eurasian continent.
And what is the meaning for this? The just three hairs,
right? Just look good, pleasing.
Yeah.
No real. I don't know if there's any real.
I don't think there's any real. Meaning. We're just throwing things around. And
the typical, you know, list of potential album names, and this is the one that was kind of got the most, moved the needle the most, I guess, with us. There was no real clear-cut favorite, but this is the one that everyone agreed on and was,
Oh, that's going to make some cool art for the CD.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, there's no real deep meaning behind it.
Three Hairs, the new album by General Brontosaurus, will be streaming starting Friday and Saturday, February 14th. That's the night you're having an album release party at the Crystal Corner with the Earthlings and Marigold Motel. Talk a little bit about your upcoming party.
What do we have planned?
What do you have planned? I love the Earthlings.
They are good. There might be a cake.
There might be a cake.
There is going to be a cake.
Okay. That's perfect.
There, yep.
Marigold Motel. I haven't heard them yet.
Oh, they're great too.
They are good.
Yes.
We played with them at the now gone Red Rooster.
The Red Rooster, okay.
Over the summer.
Yeah, what kind of music do they do?
Boy, that's a good question.
Like 60s inspired.
Yeah, very, like a little kind bit of 60s inspired kind of, yeah, kind of psych, exactly.
Vibe, yeah.
What can people expect from General Brontosaurus? I mean, I haven't seen you guys. Is there going to be a mosh pit?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More like right. probably a tar pit, actually.
A tar pit
theme. Yes.
Oh, what kind of music would you guys say you do? What's your
I'd say pretty solidly indie pop. You know, we kind of sometimes lean a little bit more in one direction or another. Sometimes we go a little bit more towards synth pop, you know, and some songs that are more synth heavy, some other ones that are sort of a little bit more, I don't know, country tinged or something. I don't really know how to describe these things, but, you know, some kind of jangle pop, like...
Well, how can people keep up with your shows, merch, and your music catalog online?
Well, we are on Facebook and Instagram, and we have gentlebrontosaurus.com, where you can sign up for a mailing list, and we will send out emails. Blue Sky, am I forgetting any?
Bandcamp.
Blue Ski.
Yeah.
Nice. Just search Gentle Brontosaurus. Gentle Brontosaurus, thank you so much for coming to the studio tonight to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to listen to another brand new song from your album, and this one's called Luxury Bones. Tell us about this song before we take a listen.
So this song was based on, I read this tweet that somebody had made about how insurance companies basically consider your teeth to be luxury bones that you have to pay extra to keep on enjoying. which, you know, I think is pretty relatable for anybody who lives in the US and, you know, has ever had to have any kind of healthcare whatsoever.
Yeah.
So the song kind of delves into that a bit and kind of the dichotomy of having a day job and health insurance and, you know, then having other dreams that go on.
Intense. Well, let's check it out. Gentle Brontosaurus, February 14th at the Crystal Corner Bar for the release of their new album, Three Hairs. Let's check out one of those songs right now. This one's about your teeth. This is Luxury Bones. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.